Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that never refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, with the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we're talking about the WeCanAct.net conference. We've been talking about it for days. We will continue to talk about it until we're there live broadcasting, covering the event just for you. Liberty Conference 2021, WeCanAct.net is where you can learn more, where you can get involved, and where you can get tickets. WeCanAct.net. Put in the keyword liberty, and you get $50 off each ticket. It's happening October 22nd and 23rd in the Olympic State of Utah at the Salt Palace. Spread the word if you can attend in person. Please do. Please do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, C.L. Bryant with us, well-known talk show host in his own right on Red State Radio on LovingLiberty.net. He's in the lineup after my show is Beth Ann and then CL, doing a great job. He's founder of One Nation, Back to God. He's also a senior fellow with D.C.-based FreedomWorks. He's also opening up a platform with his radio program, allowing opinions to be voiced. And CL addresses current issues of the day, race, politics, education, along with many other topics. The clbryantshow.com is where you can learn more about his show. He's also an author of an incredible book, A Race for Freedom. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend. Hi, CL. How are you, sir? Uh-oh, we'll see if we can grab CL, ladies and gentlemen. But there's so much going on. It's just, wow. But anyway, this book is an incredible book that really talks about race. It's been said many times, there's only one way, one race, the human race. That statement is true, says CL. We are indeed a race of humanity. We're all God's children, is the way I like to say it. But sadly, regardless of how we may try to spin it, ever since the beginning of man, right, people have tried to segregate themselves and separate themselves and everything else. They distinguish themselves, sadly but true. CL, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Sam Bushman, thank you so much. I thank you for that wonderful introduction that you gave me. I heard it very well, and I want to remind everyone to tune me in on Sunday morning, Save the Nation on Newsmax. I'm the host there beginning next week. I'll be with you this week, and I hosted it last week, and certainly look forward to expanding that platform. But thank you so much. My whole team thanks you, Leanne, Michelle, and of course the awesome power of that organization that you mentioned, FreedomWorks. Thank you.
FreedomWorks, LovingLiberty.net. We're all partners in the great solution, as we will be at the WeCanAct.net conference. We'll get into your speech and a little bit about what you're going to cover there soon. But I got an interesting story I want to bounce off you and take your opinion on this. You know the battle over the January 6th issue, the quote, breach of the Capitol, or whatever you want to say. They call it a great insurrection. I think there was a few bad apples for sure. But I really think that for the most part, the Democrats have been making a mountain out of a molehill on this thing and wrongly prosecuting so many people. Well, here's the headline on this one. The DOJ loses big in the Capitol rioter case. Turns out that the Department of Justice is forced to drop a felony charge against an alleged Capitol rioter who never even entered the Capitol. Guy's name is Brandon Straka. Now, I'm not defending Brandon at all, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know the gentleman. but he's founder of the quote and hashtag walkaway campaign, encouraging liberals to leave the Democratic Party. Anyway, he pleaded guilty last week to a misdemeanor of disorderly conduct charge as the Department of Justice dropped a felony charge against him. Now, they say his guilty plea was part of a deal they worked out in which he agreed to sit down for an interview with federal authorities and turn over evidence against everybody else. So they're literally negotiating felonies away left and right, they claim, because they want him to sit down. In other words, we can't get anything on anybody. We've got to have somebody rat out the rest or whatever out of fear of going to jail. They say he could have served 6+ years with his deal. He only gets 6 months. But I look at this thing and I go, man, the Department of Justice is out of control on this. They're losing big. And at every turn, we find somebody just gets the misdemeanor over and over and over. And then we find out behind the scenes that they were either a government provocateur or they've got some plea they're copping. Or CL, your thoughts?
Sam, this is an example of American coercion that is being perpetrated upon the American people at this point in time. And it's time for all of us to stand up and push back about it. And this is what the We Can Act conference is all about. Americans understand this as well as the attack on the Capitol is concerned, or as they are labeling an insurrection. The United States Capitol building cannot be breached unless somebody made an incredible mistake or they wanted it to be breached. And then when you look at what happened there, you saw, yes, a bunch of unruly and then rowdy rabble attacking the Capitol or going into the Capitol of the United States, our nation's capital, our building. But yet they did not harm anyone. They did not really do anything as far as insurrection is concerned. There was no burning or anything of that nature. But the only thing that the left has now, Sam, is the ability to look back to January 6th, where the only person that was killed was one of the people who were protesting, and she was an American veteran. And that is something that's just totally downplayed. We hear nothing about that. But there was no insurrection, as it is being said. And an insurrection, if it was one to be called, could not have occurred on the American Capitol by 200 people unless somebody made a terrible error in judgment, which they did, or somebody wanted it to be breached. And so let's take all of this off the table. What's happening to this young man is something that is a perfect example of the overreach of big government into our lives. And they're all, as you said, are turning us into stool pigeons against one another.
And that's part of the problem, ladies and gentlemen. But you know the good news, C.L. Bryant, I give speeches around the country. One of them is called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. And the other one is called The New Media Takes Center Stage. And I think that's what's happening now. In the past, they've been able to have their way with us. But now that you and I and many, many, many others are speaking out so boldly and our programs are becoming so well-liked, so well-listened to, the mainstream press literally losing credibility by the second. We have the credibility they've once lost to the point where, you know what, they're not able to play gatekeeper anymore. They're not able to keep this quiet. The truth is coming out. Ever so, it seems to be slowly, but it's really quicker than you think. And I bring this up because the impact we're having cannot be underestimated, sir.
And you know, Sam, the thing is, yes, the truth is coming out, no doubt about it. But even more so, there is an awakening that is going on among the American people. We're not necessarily many who have been drinking the Kool-Aid of liberalism, and which has turned into abject Marxism and socialism in this country, poisoning the ground that the seeds of our children and grandchildren will be able to enjoy from those fruits that come up out of that ground. There are people who are not really sure what to believe. They don't know what is true. And many times what's happening, Sam, too, is Republicans, conservatives, we don't have a full grasp on what we want and what we believe. And so this is something, too, that has come from our side of that aisle, is indecision. And when we make a decision, many times it's based upon weakness instead of strength. Just in the last 10 months, we have seen a major shift in our standing, as far as opinion is concerned, in the world of American courage. Now, Sam, this is something that has never been questioned throughout the annals of our American history before, until now. In fact, we were energy independent until now. We had the Chinese at bay until now. We had our borders secure until now. And all of these things, just like the so-called insurrection at the Capitol, were allowed to happen. The shutdown of the XL pipeline was allowed to happen, and the giving of a contract to Vladimir Putin was allowed to happen. Sam, we're in the midst of a government takeover by Marxists.
Ladies and gentlemen, but the We Can Act conference will give you courage, will arm you with knowledge, will provide solutions all the day long. October 22nd, 23rd, Friday and Saturday is the event. I'll be there. You can be there as well. WeCanAct.net is the website to get your tickets. Put in the keyword Liberty and get a $50 off on every ticket. Back in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrat. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, nationally syndicated on AMFM affiliates and global reach via the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, talk show, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. C.L. Bryant on your radio now. We're talking about the WeCanAct.net conference, WeCanAct.net for tickets. Put in the keyword Liberty and get $50 off per ticket. C.L. Bryant is founder of One Nation Back to God. He's a senior fellow at Freedom Works, does a great job with that. He's also an author and wrote a book called The Race for Freedom. He also crisscrosses the country, telling the tale of liberty everywhere he goes, ladies and gentlemen. So, CL, you're going to be speaking at the We Can Act conference. What's going to be the text or title of your talk?
Well, there's an awakening, as I mentioned to you, that is going on, Sam. And what I would like to remind us is of the two differences, and there are differences. I'll go into it when I speak to the conference there at We Can Act this weekend or next weekend is this. It's that liberty and freedom are two words that we cannot misunderstand what they are. And so we'll be talking about how that applies to those old white men and my grandfather as to how they thought of liberty and freedom. And so I invite everyone to come out because there is a backwardness. There is something that is off the line, out of kilter, that is happening in the American mind at this point in time that has us in a state of mind that will allow us to be manipulated by Marxist ideas, and particularly our children and our grandchildren. And unless we ourselves are armed with American principles and understand what it is to have a republic, then we will lose this republic, as Franklin warned us when Elizabeth Powell asked him, Dr. Franklin, what type of government have you gotten for us? He says, I've gotten for you a republic if you can keep it. And so, Americans, we can act, and we have been acting for 245 years up until 10 months ago when some very bad things happened that caused the leader of the free world, and truly it was the free world at that time, and we were the unquestioned leaders of that world just 10 months ago. We saw this happen, and now it's time for us to act, and we can act. I invite you to come out and be a part of that with us next weekend. Get your tickets now. It will be an event of thousands of people will be there. You come and be a part of it. My good friend Tina has worked with my team. I've worked with Leanne, my executive assistant, and my team. And Freedom Works will be out there. The following week, I'll be out there with them at Eagle Forum. And so you can act. We can act together. And Americans, we must do it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I think that the elites have been gaslighting us literally every single day on every topic under the sun, it seems. You know, how today's corrupt ruling class is intent on driving normal Americans insane. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. But the answer is the We Can Act conference, where you will hear solutions, ladies and gentlemen, left and right, where you will hear answers. Look, these elitists want to be gods. And you know what? To perpetuate this, they gaslight us all, folks. It's out of control. They're literally becoming the gods of gaslighting. And you know what? We're one nation under the real God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, CL.
Absolutely, we are, Sam. And that is something that we must not forget, as Reagan warned us as well. If we forget that we are a nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. I ask this question often on the trail when I speak. I crisscross the nation once a month, almost every month, on behalf of Freedom Works. And, of course, C.L. Bryan is an entity to himself. But just the same, the message is usually this, and that is that if God were to ask the question that he asked Adam in the garden on whatever Eve that was in our ancient past, he asked him the question, Adam, where are you? And America, if our founders were to ask that question, they would be asking the same question that God was seeking from his crowning creation. Where are you? Where's the man that I created? Our founding fathers would be asking, where's the nation that we envisioned, that we created? Where are you, America? And this is what we must gather together to put our heads together, our minds, and also our networking abilities together to understand, where are we? Where have we gone, and how have we gotten here? So come out, and we look forward to being with you. And thank you so much for having me on here today with you. It's always good to be with my friends in Utah. And I look forward to seeing them and reacquainting with those who I hadn't seen in a while.
All right, I want to bring up one other topic and have you respond because I believe it's fascinating. I mentioned the DOJ loses big in the Capitol riot reality. They have to take a felony and drop it down to a misdemeanor and beg someone to come, you know, try to deliver evidence on everybody else. And he'll be really, really incentivized to try to bring up information to attack others so that he can go ahead and save his own skin. What a tragic reality we're facing is they can't let it go. But Pat Buchanan wrote a column about this that I think is really critical, too. It says this: Why the Left Can't Let Go of January the 6th, by Patrick J. Buchanan, who explains that hyping a, quote, pretend act of terrorism is the only hope Democrats have of surviving November 22. Now, I don't want to make it about Republican and Democrat, but that is kind of the point, that they're literally hyping this. It's the only hope they have of trying to put the conservatives in a box. They know that we're awake and we're coming after the truth, and we want accountability and transparency. And it's their only way to try to stop us left.
It's the only thing they have, Sam. They can't argue the economy. They can't argue the state of the border. They can't argue the state of American presence in the world, because America to the world has just tucked tail and run from something that we should not have tucked tail the way we did and run. Nigel Farage and I, the founder of Brexit, were on tour just a few months ago here in America. And he did 13 cities and I did 8 cities with him on that tour. And he reminded us that, yes, even though the British were the mothers of our country, we are now considered the mothers of the world, the leaders of the world, and they look to us. But when we send the type of messages that Joe Biden has sent to the world through his ineptness, and whoever's pulling the strings with this inept person that has inhabiting the Oval Office, then we are not revealing the strength or showing forth the strength that our nation was founded to be, the light that we were founded to be. Joe Biden is certainly having his hand on the dimmer switch of our American exceptionalism. He is making us common, just like all the other countries. And yes, I said it. He's making us common, just like all the other countries in the world. America has always been the most exceptional nation there is since its existence. But Joe Biden and his Marxist henchmen, if they have their way, and if you don't act now, and we can act, come out and be a part of it, we don't act now, we won't be able to say to Mr. Franklin, if we look back down through the annals of time, that we have kept the Republic, because Americans, we're losing it. So stand up and push back.
But ladies and gentlemen, if we're talking about C.L. Bryant's watch and my watch, and hopefully your watch, we're not going to let it happen, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go to the We Can Act conference, you'll be armed with knowledge and information. You'll be surrounded by loved ones and friends and literally the big family of liberty-loving Americans. And we can set race aside. We can realize we're all God's children. And we can stand for that exceptionalism that our founding fathers gave us a legacy regarding, that we can then carry forward as we stand in our day. It's our time to defend the sacred cause of liberty, and we can do it together at the We Can Act conference. WeCanAct.net. Put in liberty, save $50 per ticket and more. CL, you've been traveling around the country. Quickly give us an update where you're going.
Sam, I'm in Chicago now, and I look forward to being with you all next weekend, and then back again out there the following weekend. I'll be in D.C. in between coming to Utah. So I certainly thank you for having me on.
God bless you, sir. We'll have you back soon.
Follow me on Twitter.
Travel safe.
Follow me on Twitter at Rev, R-E-V, at Rev C.L. Bryant.
At Rev C.L. Bryant, ladies and gentlemen, on Twitter. God save the Republic. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live continues.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles City Council member, Democrat Mark Ridley Thomas, and a former dean of the University of Southern California School of Social Work were indicted Wednesday on federal corruption charges over an alleged bribery scheme. The DOJ complaint says the politician is accused of supporting county contracts and lucrative contract amendments in exchange for his son Sebastian receiving substantial benefits in his previous role as an L.A. County supervisor. The Democrat is the third L.A. City Council member to face federal charges in 2 years. Some 10,000 unionized Deere and Company workers were on strike early Thursday after rejecting a contract proposal from the agriculture equipment manufacturer. The John Deere workers and negotiators for the UAW reached a deal on a proposal earlier this month. Only 90% of the union members voted against the agreement. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The first software chief at the Pentagon has abruptly resigned. Nicholas Shalon is sounding the alarm on Fox News that the United States is losing the tech war with China. And things are going to get worse.
Well, we have to take action right now, and we're running out of time. If we do not take action right now, we will be facing a situation where we will not be able to catch up. And so there is no time to talk anymore. We have to walk the talk.
Mr. Shalon was asked, how did this happen?
The government is redesigned with its bureaucracy and lack of agility and waste of taxpayer money to really not being able to keep up with the pace of relevance. And so slowly but surely, what you've been seeing in the last 20 years is China waking up and catching up to us. And unfortunately, Pentagon leaders have yet to understand the urgency. And we see, you know, reports after reports coming out from the Pentagon saying that China is catching up.
USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have crossed the Rubicon. This is getting out of control. It's one thing to be forced to work for a private employer to be vaccinated, but now headline says city bans unvaccinated from getting married. You got to have shots required for an appointment to get a license to go ahead and get married. Bob Unruh with the piece, WND.com. This is just insanity, folks. They say COVID panicked officials around the world have run wild setting vaccination requirements for people everywhere. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting out of control. In the United States, the newest attack, or agenda point, if you will, is to demand that people show proof of vaccinations in order to keep their jobs. You know that fight, right? It's already moved into the courts, a number of battles and jurisdictions. Also an issue, as you know, are medical procedures that some hospital systems simply refuse to treat patients if they're not vaccinated. Well, now it's getting worse. Even to get married. Now they say you're going to have to have a vaccination. I guess in a Canadian municipality, they're requiring vaccination in order to get a marriage license. Wow. It's Oakville, Ontario, that demands a proof of identification, full proof of vaccines. Wow. You won't be able to go to a recreation or a culture facility in Canada, including arena, community centers, pools, many more. Right? Appointments for marriage licenses, even ceremonies that are already booked, will not be required for vaccination, full vaccination. But going forward, yes, the town announced. Think about it. Medical tyranny to the next level, if you will. Now think about that. It's crazy. I don't know how to respond to it, folks. It's just getting so tyrannical. Bottom line, medical tyranny to the next level, right? One Canadian town has taken medical tyranny to the next level. That's what I'm seeing. I don't know how else to respond to it. How do you respond to this stuff, folks? I know it sounds like I'm, you know, short for words on this. Part of the reason I'm short for words is I'm trying to be polite. I mean, you literally want to swear when this stuff happens. You just want to go off on these people. Oakville, Ontario, Canada. Bans unvaccinated from getting married. Shots required even to make appointment to get a marriage license. I mean, one Canadian town has taken tyranny to the next level, folks. But I mentioned before with C.L. Bryant that what they're really doing is gaslighting us. And in a Whistleblower magazine article, they really go into this in great detail. All right, so headline is newsflash. America's current ruling elites, including not only the Biden-Harris administration, but most of the Democratic Party, big tech, big media, the deep state, academia, and even an increasing number of major corporations and celebrities are literally gaslighting the rest of us, gaslighting the rest of America every single day, from morning until night, ladies and gentlemen. It's at an ever-increasing, dizzying, and expanding pace. They're doing it in a variety of ways that just never end. Whistleblowers Magazine, WND.com, has that piece. I look at that, though, and I just go, wow. What is this world really coming to? Right? Let me give you an example to make the point, ladies and gentlemen, how they're gaslighting us. I don't know if you know this, but a revolving door keeps tax policy on clients' side. Okay, this is by Jesse Drugger and Danny Hackam, and they say, you know what, this lady for 6 years worked together at PwC, the giant accounting firm, helping the world's biggest companies avoid taxes. In mid-2018, one of Mr. Feuerstein's clients, an influential association of real estate companies, was trying to persuade government officials that its members should qualify for a new tax break. Yeah, Mr. Feuerstein knew just the person to turn to for help. Mrs. Ellis had recently joined the Treasury Department, and she was drafting the rules for the very deduction they were seeking that very summer. Miss Ellis, that summer, met with Mr. Feuerstein and his client and their lobbyists. The next week, listen to this, the next week, the Treasury granted their wishes, a decision worth billions of dollars to PwC. Wow. About a year later, Mrs. Ellis returned to BWC. So she was at BWC. She went into the Treasury to make rules. Then she went back to PwC where she came from, where she was immediately promoted to partner. She and Mr. Feuerstein now work together advising large companies on just how they can exploit the tax regulations that Ms. Ellis helped to write. Think about that. Ms. Ellis's case was detailed in public records and by people with direct knowledge of her work at the Treasury Department and at PwC. They say the largest accounting firms are all doing this. They have all perfected a remarkably effective behind-the-scenes system to promote their interests. This one company, this one experience is not an outlier, they say. Their tax lawyers take senior jobs at the Treasury Department where they write policies that are frequently favorable to their former corporate clients, often with the expectation that they will soon return to their old employers, and the firms welcome them back with loftier titles and higher pay. That's according to public records reviewed by the New York Times. Wow. Not to mention interviews with with current and former government industry officials. This is not a maybe. This is documented. No one's going to jail. From their government posts, many of the, quote, industry veterans approve what they call loopholes. Those are long exploited realities by their former firms. They gave tax breaks to former clients and rolled back efforts to rein in tax shelters with enormous impact. After lobbying by PwC, a former PwC partner in a Treasury Department group wrote regulations, tax regulations, that allowed these huge companies to avoid tens of billions of dollars in taxes. Of course, then he returned to PwC. He then went to RSM, another accounting firm, then went to the Treasury Department, then wrote laws to benefit them, then went back to the accounting firm. Ladies and gentlemen, this has primarily escaped public scrutiny. In the last four presidential administrations, there were at least 35 instances of round trips from big accounting firms to Treasury's tax policy offices, along with the Internal Revenue Service and the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation, and then they go back to their firms. Wow, we'll talk more about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman on your radio. So it's crazy, folks, these tax realities. A revolving door keeps tax policy on clients' side is the headline, ladies and gentlemen, where you really literally have these lobbyists from all kinds of sectors, the banking sector, these big corporations, these lobbying firms, these accounting groups all in bed together, and you got this revolving door over the last four presidents, literally 36 examples of these companies cycling their people, take a pay cut, go work for the government for a year or two, write legislative tax policy that's favorable to our firms, and then come back and double your salary, get a pay raise, be graduated to partner. And it's a pattern. There's no real oversight on this, and it's a sham. And we really need to realize this is serious business. There you have it, folks. What a sham that is. Again, we just have fraud and, everywhere, literally. All right, Business Insider now is reporting most people with COVID. Listen, 19 in the U.S. are legally prohibited from knowing which variant infected them. All right, and I know this is true because when I went to the doctor and I had COVID, I said, can I test to see what if I've got the, you know, the Delta variant or whatever. And they're like, nah, we don't really have any way to do that. Well, interestingly enough, the hospital says they don't have any way to do it. But here's the deal. Business Insider is reporting that, hey, people with COVID-19 in the United States are legally prevented from knowing which variant of the COVID-19 virus infected them. Why do you say that? Well, that's because sequencing tests have to be, quote, federally approved. Sequencing tests have to be federally approved for results to be disclosed to doctors or patients. So a doctor can't even find out what COVID strain you have. And they say most of these tests are not yet approved. Lab scientists say the process of validating the tests for approval is too costly and time-consuming. So let me lay this out for you. You can't even know what variant of the COVID virus you have because it's illegal to release any results to you because the tests are not, quote, certified by your government. Again, every time you turn around, government's at the helm. So when you think you can't get any information on this, you're right, and you can't because of your government. Think about that, folks. Is that shocking to you? Does that make you go, what on earth is going on? So if we start to develop ways to treat different strains or different variants of the coronavirus, then you know, you would think, well, hey, you know, I could get treated differently if I know. No, you can't because you can't know. It's illegal. I mean, it is shocking to know how to even respond to these things. Wow. I don't even know how to respond to it. It's just, what do we do? It's gotten so out of control. Right? All right. Don't worry, though, folks. You ready for this? $29 billion deal to link U.S., Mexico, and Canada by rail. You excited about this? Sounds good at first, doesn't it? They say the deal is an effort by Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern to capitalize on an expected increase in the flow of trade as the three countries rebound from the pandemic. Wow. Do you feel like we're rebounding from the pandemic, ladies and gentlemen? Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern announced plans to combine in the $29 billion deal that would create the, quote, first railroad network connecting, I guess, all three countries. It's an effort, they say, to capitalize on the trade flow. That's after Donald Trump, they say, signed the Mexico, I guess it's United States-Mexico-Canada agreement into law last year. So they say it's also a, quote, bet on the strength of the economy as the United States rebounds from the pandemic. Are you comfortable with the strength of the economy? They say that it'll link major ports on the east and west coasts. Anyway, I guess Kansas City will be at the center of it all as they try to connect east to west and all this stuff, and north to south. They say the two connections will be on a single point. A joint facility in Kansas City will be the intersection, if you will, of it all. They say this deal just has so many longer-term strategic benefits. Advantages, Kansas City Southern Chief Executive Patrick J. Odensmeyer. That's what he said in an interview. Our board really saw the value in putting these two companies together right now. The combined company, Canadian Pacific, quote, Kansas City will have its, quote, global headquarters in Calgary, Alberta, while Kansas City will serve as its, quote, U.S. headquarters. It will operate roughly 20,000 miles of rail. And they say that it will generate sales of about $8.7 billion. Anyway, they say that this Canadian guy will oversee the entity. And I just go, what? Anyway, they've been working on this for quite some time. And you say, Sam, this isn't a new story. This has been in the works for a while. You're right. But I'm bringing it up right now, ladies and gentlemen, primarily because they're right now telling you that Joe Biden wants to work on a, I don't know what he's calling it, but a reset of the economy. Have you heard about this? Joe Biden wants to do something new on the economy. What are they calling it? Some are calling it the Great Reset, right? What does it mean, a Great Reset? What does Joe mean? Okay, how Biden's economic plan compares with the Great Society is kind of one question. How does it compare? Okay. Joe Biden wants to create a new economy. What does that all mean? It's a very scary question. But Biden really wants to reset the economy. So $29 billion to link U.S., Mexico, and Canada by rail. Biden, new economic plan is kind of in the crosshairs. I don't know if you call it a reset or what you want to call it. Joe's not calling it a reset. Top Biden advisor says, hey, U.S. seeks economic reset with Mexico. White House admits to part of the Great Reset. Biden wants to make, quote, fundamental change in our economy. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. White House Secretary Jen Psaki admitted inadvertently that there's a Great Rest plan. A fundamental change in our economy. And the White House feels like we've got to do it now. We have no choice but to do it now. There's no better time than now, says Joe. Wow, how do you respond to this stuff? You know, we say, well, hey, don't worry, the Democrats will be spanked in 2022. We're going to take it back. Look, to me, this isn't Democrat-Republican is the problem. They've all been aboard to destroy America for quite some time at the deep state level. And what I find fascinating about this is we believe that the next election cycle, well, how long will this country last under the abuses? When the White House press secretary admitted, some say inadvertently, but I don't know that that's true either. They're working on the globalist agenda, the globalist plan called the Great Reset, right? They call it the Great Rest. What does that mean? Anyway, you say, Sam, you're talking about this too much. You're just babbling now. You know what? How do you analyze this thing? How do you look at global climate change, the coronavirus, the economic turmoil, the supply chain discussions, and vote fraud, all these discussions, and how do you look at them all and just go, I guess we live in tough times. No, you got to say at some point, all these things point to an agenda being furthered by an unseen hand, the shadow governments around the world pushing for tyranny. You've got to eventually acknowledge that, look, everything couldn't go this direction by accident. It's just not even possible, right? And so I bring all these things up and I try to put them all together in a way that you can connect more of the dots and go, wait a minute, why is Joe Biden in an economic turmoil when we're trying to come out of the COVID? Why is the White House press secretary Jen Psaki admitting that the Biden administration is working on a global called the Great Rest? Coming out of a pandemic is the perfect time. No better time than now, says Joe. That is scary. And then they go, yeah, you might not have Christmas. Might not be able to be with your family for Christmas. Your kids might be in tears because they might not have presents for Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, the real agenda is to come after the followers of Christ. Make no mistake about it. We better stand together and pray hard and work hard, ladies and gentlemen, because that's where the solutions lie. And good, honest Americans coming together, praying hard, working hard. If you want to be with like-minded Americans, go to the WeCanAct.net website. Put in the code Liberty. Get your conference tickets today. $50 off if you put in Liberty per ticket. WeCanAct.net, the incredible conference coming up at the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City, Utah, October 22nd and 23rd. I'll be there with a booth with Loving Liberty. Hope to see you there. WeCanAct.net, put in the code Liberty. Come to the conference, please. God save the Republic of the United States of America.